Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Paul, when it comes to our broadcast, we don't have any holes in our end zones.
That has a lot of potential innuendo that I will let you
feel. I want to get that on a T-shirt. The Bill Michaels Show. We have no holes in our end zone. How are we looking?
And then,
there you go.
And then only produce it in Winnipeg because it'll go over really big there.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
The official sponsor of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Boy, look, I know that became the story, and the field wasn't terrible. It wasn't awful or anything like that, but, you know, it certainly did become the story, unfortunately, and there's so much more to this because, I mean, let's be honest. Now, we wanted to break down the wide receiving core, and I've stated this time and again, I believe that the top four guys right now in the wide receiving core, Devontae Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Jake Kumerow, and Geronimo Allison. Kumerow and Allison, I believe, are your slot guys. I think Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Devontae Adams on the outside are your outside guys. Now it comes down to what you're going to do with the rest. And Trevor Davis, in many eyes, I think played his way back onto this team last night. The unfortunate thing is Equanimeous St. Brown, depending on what you hear, anything from a high ankle sprain to a dislocated ankle. One requires surgery, one doesn't. So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, Alan Lazard, Darius Shepard, they have separated themselves. And Jamon Moore is only seeing like 10 to 14 snaps a game. He's not doing too much and not getting thrown to at all. I think he's played his way off of this team. So as much as we want to break it down, pick where you want to start.
Yeah, I was thinking we'd go kind of like one by one. I mean, we can skip the obviouses, and I think we totally agree. You know, I mean, Valdes-Scantling, 100% chance of being on the roster. Geronimo Allison, 100%. We both agree that Kumerow's like a lock, but is he 100% or is he 98% or is he just he's no different than Allison and MVS. Bill, is he a 100% lock?
I think he's a lock. I don't know the percent, but I think he's more 80 or better.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I was thinking is like, let's go and let's say, okay, so Trevor Davis is next. The question with Trevor Davis has been injuries and can he stay healthy? And really, can he be more than a special teams guy? And it's not to diminish being a good special teams guy because you can have a really good career in the league, as Jarrett Bush found out in Green Bay, as Chris Banjo, who was once with the Packers and now has continued a really long career and been with the New Orleans Saints for a while and made several $1 million. But the question with Davis was, would he ever actually be a wide receiver? After last night, healthy, productive, just clearly on a different level than the twos and threes he was playing against, I'm going to bump him up to like 90% making the roster. Where are you at with Trevor Davis?
Trevor Davis, I think I'm there with you, 90%. There's still something in the back of my head that says if they end up keeping four tight ends and say an extra lineman or something like that, that maybe they just go with six wideouts and maybe a guy like Lazard, because I don't think you're going to squeeze him off to your practice squad at this point. I think he's had so many catches and he's been so efficient and so a go-to guy. I think he's probably played his way into some eyes of, inquiring eyes from other teams. So I don't think you're going to sneak him past. So I would say Trevor Davis is on the team. I'd say 80 to 90%. But if they decide to go with the extra tight end or maybe an extra lineman or an extra depth linebacker, an extra DB for a linebacker, then maybe he could be the odd man looking in. But I think he's on the roster.
So you said in that – you talked about Alan Lazard. I think had we had this conversation on Monday or Tuesday, I would have said like 55%. I think I'm down after Trevor Davis, clearly 100%, well, close to 100%, 90%, locked in his roster spot. I'm going to fall Lazard down to about 25, 30%, Bill. Are you higher than that on Lazard?
I'm higher than that on Lazard. I think Lazard's I would say 50 or 60%. I would probably say I'm leaning more towards him making the team than not making the team. So I'd probably have to go with 60%.
So then where are you on Darius Shepherd? Higher or lower than Lazard?
Lower than Lazard.
Wow. Okay, so I would differ there. So at one point, Bill, about a week or two ago, you know, as Darius Shepherd became the return guy in Trevor Davis's absence, I kind of thought it was a Davis or Shepherd situation. And, you know, just from my vantage point, one person's subjective opinion, who do I have a better chance of sliding onto the practice squad, Alan Lazard or Darius Shepherd? One has shown his ability as a return guy, and that's Shepherd. So I think you'd have a lesser chance of sneaking Shepherd through. So I think if I was looking at it right now, especially after Equanimeous St. Brown's injury, which, you know, doesn't look good, could be a season ender. You hate to say that,
right.
You know, but it is what it is.
I hope it's not, though. I mean, I really wanted to see him have that breakout year because I think he's, and I've said it before, I think he's kind of a poor man's Donald Driver, good over the middle, big wingspan, big hands, and I think he can really be an asset to this team.
And I do, too. It would appear, unless he gets extremely lucky today, that it won't be this year that he contributes. So he's, you know, likely IR candidate, which for me boosted Shepherd up to about like 60-65%. But you're lower than that, obviously, because you have him below Lazard, huh?
I do. Just because, I'll tell you why. Because of the praise that's been heaped upon him from both Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. I think there's more recognition for something that Lazard is not only doing on the field, but as he has been talked about time and again, he doesn't have to have talent to have effort, and everybody's noticing his effort. And I think that's the kind of football player they want. So maybe he's gained a foothold because of not only the productivity on the field, but because of the way he goes about his business in practice.
So here's where my mind went back and forth on him, and the reason I boosted him above 50% back on like Monday was because of what Rodgers said. And then I wondered to myself a couple of days later, is he trying to do him a solid, you know, is Rodgers trying to do Lazard a solid by, you know, putting some good press out there, you know, knowing that, hey, not every wide receiver can make this team. If Rodgers says something good about this guy, it could go a long way in terms of him having an NFL job this year, not a practice squad job. So that's a tough one for me, Bill. But so before we get to the rest of the group, so that means you have your four locks. You have your Adams, your Allison, your MBS, your Kumaro. You have Trevor Davis at 90%. You have Lazard at over 50%. So are those your six now after the St. Brown injury or not?
My six, if I had to make the cuts today, Adams, Valdes-Scantling, Kumaro, Allison, Trevor Davis, Alan Lazard. Those are the guys that I would have on the team. And Equanimeous St. Brown, obviously, because of the injury, I'm assuming that he's not going to be available. Now, if he's available, that changes things. But that would be the sixth. My seventh then comes down to the distinction between Jamon Moore and Darius Shepherd. And right now, if I had to make a lean, I would probably say, just by what I'm witnessing via the Packers, I'd probably say Darius Shepherd and Jamon Moore is looking for a job.
Yeah, so I'm on Jamon Mooreville. I'm at like 10% chance of making the roster. Are you as low as I am?
Yeah, I just for the fact that he is very – even after Matt LaFleur praised him for his best week of practice, they didn't use him and they didn't go to him in the game last week in Baltimore. So I'm thinking to myself, boy, they're praising him for a reason, but I wonder why. Maybe they're just giving him a confidence boost, but when you're going to be like, hey, this guy's really practicing well, it was his best week, but by the way, he's really not in our game plan, that makes you look and go, okay – you know, he could be the best trash taker outer at this point, and he's not going to get the job as the custodian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think the toughest thing is people are going to say, because I just can't envision a scenario where Jamon Moore, unless you know two guys ahead of him are injured in the next week and a half, making the roster, and it, you know people are going to say like fourth round pick bust, bad pick by Gutekunst, which isn't completely without its validity, but I would say there's a reason that Brian Gutekunst in his first draft as Packers GM took three wide receivers in back-to-back-to-back rounds. And it's because you hope that one of them really shines, one of them becomes a serviceable player, and you assume one of the three will fail. Now, you probably don't think the guy you take first of those three in the fourth round is the one who's going to fail, but when you connect, as you did on MVS, and, you know, St. Brown, of course, the injury is going to change his trajectory temporarily, but, you know, it seems like he'll be a good player for a little while. Mm-hmm. Maybe not MVS level great, but good. I think that's still, I think you still came out well from taking those three wide receivers, even if they cut more. Do you think so as well?
No, I agree. By the way, even last week, Jamal Moore, no statistics, played only 18 snaps.
Yeah, I mean, it's trending in the very wrong direction.
So his snaps have gone down week to week to week. I mean,
yeah.
That's indicative. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no doubt. I mean, that's really builders. I mean, there's a couple other names you could discuss, but that's pretty much the group. And so I really, you know, if St. Brown is out, it opens up a spot for, I think, Shepard or Lazard, unless the Packers keep seven, which I highly doubt, and then maybe they can both make it with Moore still on the outside looking in. But they're going to keep four tight ends. They're going to keep three running backs plus a fullback, so four total in the backfield. I don't think you can keep four tight ends, four halfbacks, and seven wide receivers, plus nine offensive linemen. It just seems unlikely, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
All right.
I completely agree. I think we're on the same page. I think that our percentage of making the team for guys that have impressed us may be a little bit off. But I think for the most part, we're probably thinking down the same lines. Now, if Ted Thompson were in charge, I'd say, well, we know we're all full of crap because that's never going to happen, and we don't think like Ted. But I think Gutekunst is a little bit different. And from what I hear coming out of Green Bay and what I've witnessed, I think we're pretty much on the same page. I think it comes down to a numbers game as to how many you're keeping of a particular position, such as offensive line, such as tight end. And then obviously that's going to affect your wide receiving core.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think the last one I'd hit you with before we talk another day is Tim Boyle, the backup quarterback on September 5th.
Yes, he is. Unless they go off of the roster, I think he's done enough to justify. Look, we said it a couple of weeks ago against the Houston Texans. The cat's just got something. I don't know what it is. He's just got something. He's calm in the pocket. He looks like he's more poised. He's not so quick to run. He likes to hang in there and try to get. There's something about him, and I think it's just where you look at yourself and go, I just like this guy, He just does it, you know? So I guess that's the best way of looking at it. Maybe it's just technique. Maybe it's something that we just see in him that we don't see out of DeShone Kizer because he's more athletic. Kizer is, but I just look at Boyle and go, yeah, I think that's the cat, no doubt.
Yeah, I do too. But hey, real quick, so would you say more likely chance that Boyle is the backup quarterback in 2 weeks or other is the backup quarterback in 2 weeks? Someone else.
I think Boyle. I think Boyle right now, I'd have to say, yeah, I'd have to say Boyle, yeah.
I'm with you. I love that LaFleur gave him that chance last night, and I think he started off a little bit slow in the first drive, but he really shone after that. And I'm with you, Bill. Tim Boyle, number two QB in Green Bay, going this year.
All right, you the man. There you go, Paul Emig. Appreciate it, Paul. Have a good weekend. We'll talk again on Monday. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. Great conversation. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years of beginning it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.